In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're looking at Sunday's readings from the book of Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than the giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. Today the readings are all about the apostles finding out who is the greatest one among us. And Jesus said, I have come as one who serves. The greatest is the one who serves. What is too sublime for you, don't seek. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. Imagine, alms, money, atones for sin. We hear that in the 10th chapter of Acts, the apostles with Cornelius. Your alms have come up before me. Your money has come up before me. Go and send for Peter, who is also called Simon. I'm telling you how we need to be humble. Christ became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. We're looking at the first letter of St. John. We declare to you what was from the beginning. Well, the Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, the Word. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. I tell you how we need that light that comes from God, how we need that light that comes from Jesus. We declare to you what was from the beginning. What's the from the beginning? The Word. What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes. The Word became flesh, and we heard him, and we saw him with our eyes. What we had looked upon and touched with our hands. This Word is something real, something that is also not only of heaven, but of earth. We have seen him with our eyes. We have looked at him and touched him with our hands concerning the Word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it and declare you eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. Remember what Jesus said to Thomas, come and touch me. Come and touch me and see I am not a ghost. Oh, the Word made flesh who rose from the dead, we could touch him. We could see him. We could hear him. Oh, yes, it's all about the resurrection. We declared to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. We're talking about a community. We declare to you what we have seen and heard. That's the Word made flesh. So that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, our fellowship is with God, the Father, and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Isn't that beautiful? We are telling you of the Word made flesh so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. You know, John makes a distinction between that we sin and that we walk in sin. If we walk in sin, we don't belong to God. We can, when we do sin, we have an advocate with God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whose blood washes our sins away, but not only our sins, but the sins of the world. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. How we need to know and experience the covering of our lives with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. How many people preach the blood? I remember talking to a man who's on the radio, and I said, "You never preach the blood of Jesus." He says, "You do it enough for me and for you." Oh, he had no idea that it is the blood that makes atonement for our sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. We do have sin, and the blood of Jesus covers that sin and roots it out. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive our sins. If we confess our sins, we have that sacrament called penance. If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. You know, sometimes I go to confession and say, "I don't know what to say. I know I've sinned. I've sinned. I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus. But I can't even think of anything right now. But I know I've sinned, and I know that I need Jesus, and I know that the blood cleanses me from all sin." Chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. If you've sinned, we've got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, whose blood cleanses us from all sin. And He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. At the altar of Mass, we make present the one sacrifice of Calvary. Yes, He is the atonement sacrifice for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Oh yes, Jesus shed His blood not only for you, not only for me, but for the sins of the world. That's who He shed His blood for, you and me and the world. Oh yes. Now by this we may be sure that we know Him if we obey His commandments. Whoever says, "I have come to know Him," but does not obey His commandments is a liar, and in such a person the truth does not exist. But whoever obeys His word, truly in this person the love of God has reached perfection. By this we are sure that we are in Him. Whoever says, "I abide in Him," ought to walk just as He walked. How did He walk? In humility, loving everybody. Oh yes, if we say we hate somebody, the light does not come into us. We are not in the light. We need to forgive people. We need to ask Jesus to give us the grace to forgive, not to hate anyone, not to hate anyone. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment that is true in him, in Jesus, and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Hallelujah. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating his brother or sister, is still in the darkness. I tell you, we need to love people. Oh yes, what about the people that have done us wrong? Oh, I've had many people who have done me wrong. Many people that have taken thousands and thousands of dollars and never returned them. But you see, I cannot hate these people. I must love these people. I must forgive these people. Oh yes, because if I do not forgive these people, the light of Christ is not in me. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light. And in such a person, there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. How? Through the manifestation of the blood of Jesus. On account of his name, you are forgiven on account of his name. The blood of Jesus washes over your sin. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who was from the beginning, the Word. You know the Word who was from the beginning. I am writing you, young people, because you have conquered the devil. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning, the Word. I write to you, young people, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you. Does the Word of God abide in me? Oh, Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me would bear much fruit. How we need to bear fruit for the kingdom. And you have overcome the evil one. How? Through the blood of Jesus. Do not love the world or the things of the world, because all things of the world are passing. Do not love the world or the things of the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For I'm not talking about creation. I'm talking about the world system. For all that is in the world is the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride in riches. All that is in the world is the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride in riches. It all comes from the Father, but does not come from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away. What is coming? The light of Christ. What is coming? The forgiveness of Jesus in the blood of the Lamb. What is coming? God is light, and in him there is no darkness. What is coming? We touched him with our hands. We saw him with our eyes. We heard him with our ears. Oh yes, he has been raised from the dead. The will of God forever. Children, it is the last hour. As you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. Who is the Antichrist? The one who denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, a group of people, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they make it a plan, and none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One. you have been anointed with the Holy Spirit by the Holy One. And all that you have knowledge, I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know the truth. And you know that no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus has come in the flesh? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. If you deny the Son, you deny the Father. The Muslims believe God is one, but he has no Son. So they also deny not only Jesus, but the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. Oh, I want to abide in the vine. I want to abide in the vine, a branch that abides in the vine will produce much fruit. And this is what he has promised us. What did he promise us? Eternal life. And that eternal life is in the Son and in the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. I write these things to you concerning those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him abides in you. This is very important. The anointing that we received from him abides in me, in you. I do not teach you the word of God. The anointing teaches you the word of God. I speak the outer word, but the anointing tells if it's true. Oh yes, if it's true. And so you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, his anointing teaches you about all things. And it is true, and it is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, abide in him. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. It is my Father's will that you produce much fruit, and so prove to be a disciple. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. Chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is exactly what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him, did not know the Word made flesh, did not know Jesus. Beloved, we are God's children now. This is important. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, has not yet been revealed. But we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him. Why? For we will see him as he is. Do you know that today? Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But we know when it comes to light, we shall be with him. For we shall see him as he is. No more under the appearance of bread. No more under the appearance of wine. But we shall see him as he is. Notice I didn't say no more in the bread. No, under the appearance of bread. No more under the appearance of wine. We shall see him as he is. How is that so? Because we have eternal life. For we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. I'll never forget the lady who came to us and someone had cursed her food. But she came praying and fasting, and the demon left her. I'll never forget that. She had purified herself by prayer and fasting, and the demon left, and the God of all creation stood in the chapel, and you could feel the powerful presence of God Almighty. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Everyone who walks in sin, is what he's talking about, is guilty of lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Oh yes, he was revealed to take away sins. How? Through his cross, death, burial, and resurrection. No one who abides in him sins, walks in sin. No one who walks in sin has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. And everyone who walks in sin is a child of the devil. If we sin, we have an advocate with God the Father. His name is Jesus. But not walking in sin, that's the way we know that we are not the children of God, that we walk in sin. But God is still able to forgive us if we turn to him. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. He walks in sin. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. How we need to know that Jesus was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Those who have been born of God do not walk in sin, because God's seed abides in them. That's the Holy Spirit. They cannot sin. They cannot walk in sin, because they have been born of God. The children of God and the children of the devil are revealed in this way. All who do not do what is right are not from God, nor are those who do not love their brothers or sisters, they are not from God. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from evil, the evil one, and murdered his brother Abel. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his own brother's deeds were righteous. Oh, it's so much in the letters of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and brought forth in Bethlehem. Oh yes, that the Word of God we've touched with our hands, we've seen with our eyes. We beheld him. We beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Oh yes, we are called to love one another. If we do not love one another, we do not love God. And you know what? Sometimes it's a challenge to love people, isn't it? But that's okay. We need to borrow his love so that I can love people. We need to borrow the love of Jesus so that I can love people. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen him with our eyes. We have beheld him and touched him with our hands. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God is love, and in him it's only love. He loves you today with an everlasting love. Rejoice. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.